And we are back. AskTheContractors.com, your source for local home improvement pros. Thanks for staying with us, everyone. We're here to cut through it all and nail things down. Love having you. One of my favorite parts of the show is the question of the week. I love it because when you guys out there in radio land send me questions, I get excited about being able to give you the information you need. Not just going to our website, AskTheContractors.com, and looking at all the great pros that we have, but talking about what you're doing around your home. Your home is your most valued possession beside your wife and kids and family. It is something you have to take care of. The more you take care of it, the more time you put into it, the more valuable that property becomes. So you want to take care of it. Question of the week. This is a good one. I really like this. It comes from Sam. And Sam, I got to tell you, this is coming from Los Angeles. So here's what Sam asked me. I pulled the carpet in my 300-square-foot living room and found a concrete slab underneath. The slab has a smooth finish, but it was left with divots from tack boards and glue and paint droppings. I'm okay with some of the imperfections, Sam says, but I want a clean finish as a result. Joining us now is Sam from Los Angeles. Sam, thanks for being on with me.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself, I hope you're doing well down there.
Yes, I'm doing all right.
Let's talk about your flooring. You want to possibly stain that concrete, correct?
Yeah, so my question was to fill in the divots.
Mm-hmm.
And for my research, I was surprised that there isn't very many products that I've seen that will allow you to match the color of whatever product you're going to put in the divot.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. I will give you a suggestion. Go with a gray concrete patch, and that usually will blend in because your concrete, and by the way, for our listeners, I'm going to be posting some pictures of your project. It's primarily gray. So if you use a gray repair, you're going to be okay. And not only that, those divots, and I love it because you must be a golfer using the word divot.
Yep.
Basically what it is where the tack strips were holding down the carpet, you pound a concrete nail and it takes a little bit of the concrete and disrupts it. So you want to go back over with just a concrete repair. And then you might want to also, if they're close enough to the wall, maybe upgrade your baseboards with a little thicker baseboard that comes out from the wall a little bit more. And it's going to be less noticeable. Eyes are usually drawn in a room to the center. And so you should be okay with that. But let's talk about some of the products that you're thinking about using. What have you found?
Well, there is Kwikset. Then there's the kind of a concrete patch that has an adhesive in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also more of a tube, caulking tube type where you can just pump it out. It's more self-leveling, which is, I guess it would be good for big holes, but that's not really good for something that's,
Yeah, self-leveling isn't something you really want in this. You also mentioned to me that you have cracks in the concrete. I'm going to give you my 2 cents on the cracks. Those are beauty marks, in my opinion. The cracks kind of give it that real broken up rustic look. I have a small cottage at my home that I actually stained the floor with an acid stain, and the cracks in it kind of just make it, I think it looks really, really nice. So don't think that you have to necessarily patch the cracks themselves. But let me ask you this. Was this an old carport, or has it always been a part of the home? What's maybe a garage of some sort?
It was, the house was designed as this was the garage, but mm-hmm. Day one, they just buttoned it up and never had a garage. They just turned it into a living room.
Okay, so, and how old is your home? Because here I'm going to share a concern I have. Well, when was the home built?
47.
Okay, in 1947, there were no moisture barriers. So having carpet on that floor, not a good idea. Having wood on the floor, probably not a good idea. Having that floor exposed by having it become a concrete stained floor is probably your best option. Now, when you have a concrete floor, you put a moisture barrier underneath the concrete before you pour the concrete. And that's right. Basically visqueen. You put a piece of plastic down, then the gravel goes on top, and then your concrete goes on top. That means moisture cannot work its way up into that concrete, because concrete will, even though it's dry, it still can have moisture in it. And if you put hardwood over it or you keep carpet on it for a long period of time, chances are you're going to have a mold issue. So you're doing the smart thing by having it stained. And here's the other thing I found out. Staining, it's about $2, $2 to $3 a square foot with your product if you do it yourself. Probably $6 to $7 a square foot if you hire it out. The toughest part of this job, Sam, is going to be cleaning the surface.
Yeah. I've tried different products, you know.
And try a little muriatic acid. And here's what I want my listeners to think about this, too. When using these products, these are chemicals. Make sure you have proper gloves on. Make sure you have a respiratory apparatus so that you're not breathing these chemicals into your lungs. So I want you to take care of yourself if you decide to do this yourself, okay? Muriatic acid really etches the concrete. And a wire brush to get some of those sloppy paint stains off. And some of the other things that have just dripped on that slab over a period of years, because the carpet's probably been changed 5 or 6, 7, 8 times since 1947. So I'm looking at the pictures now. And again, I'm going to post these on askthecontractors.com. Again, I think you're going to find out that these are very rewarding projects to do around the house. Try and also go to a water base. I think it's a little bit more do-it-yourself friendly. Try and stay away from the lacquers or the enamel type products. Okay. I got to share a little story with you. When I was younger, these products were not on the market years ago when I started my company. And this is back in 1979. And I remember my dad, almost every home that he fixed up or garage that he was involved with restoring and renovating, and he bought homes, fixed them up and sold them. You had one product, and you know what it was? Battleship Gray. That was it. Battleship Gray paint. And you could buy it with sand granules in it or not. That was it.
So you're
going to find some really good products out there. So with that, I wish you a lot of luck. And if you have any questions, give us a call back here at AskTheContractors.com. We're going to answer them for you. Sam, good luck. And I look forward to hearing from you again, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Sam. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another question answered right here on AskTheContractors.com. Like I promised you, if you send me an email and you ask me a question about your home, even if I do not know the answer right away, I'm going to do some research and I'm going to help you find the best solution for your home to make it the best place possible to live. Would you like to be a featured contractor on Ask the Contractors radio show and website? There are many benefits to becoming one of Todd's, that's me, trusted pros. Go to AskTheContractors.com and in the upper right-hand corner, click sponsor/advertise. Fill out the form and we're going to get right back to you. This is the best way for reputable contractors to connect with me and be profiled on this show. So do it today. I would love to hear from you. Thanks, everyone, for staying with us in this show. Thank you for listening to me. I appreciate all of you so very much, and I'm very thankful. We have Thanksgiving coming up. I am so thankful for my listeners, you out there in Radio Land. Thank you so much for listening to my show and listening to my advice and having the conversations we have. I feel like I've gotten to know all of you very, very well. So I am just so proud to have you as my listeners. I'm also proud of my sponsors, Ace Kitchens for remodeling your kitchen, All Star Garage, American Home Energy, APG Plumbing, Armstrong Plumbing, Audio Video Systems, Authority Heating and Air, Black Diamond Pavers and Landscape, Cherry Home Improvement, Jeremiah Pools. Thank you so much. How about Hydro Blocks? These guys are great. And of course, Farmers Insurance. I am just so thankful for Myesha Perry, Platinum Construction, Reeves Construction. How about Remax, River City Solar, and of course, Guild Mortgage, Valley Solar. These are all the people that you can find on my website, Waldo Bauer's Floor Covering. These are great resources to renovate your home. I think I got everyone in on that. So yeah, go to my website, askthecontractors.com. Use our directory to contact these wonderful, wonderful businesses are going to come up and you're going to be successful in your next renovation project. That is what I'm thankful for. Hey, have a wonderful Thanksgiving this week. I'll see you back here Sunday at 1 o'clock, and we're going to continue this wonderful conversation of talking about your home. I'm your host, Todd Bird. I'll see you then.